Good afternoon. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Our original volunteer-made programming drives the fresh and passionate sound you tune in for. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Things first, then, shall we? And I'm looking at the weather for you first, then. 4 o'clock weather, mostly cloudy skies, 23 degrees. The wind south-southeast at 48. Gusting, though, to 66. So for tonight, 60% chance of showers, the low 12. They expected it's going to be windy again tonight as well. And then for Friday, showers, windy, and the temperature steady at 12 degrees. What's on at Winnipeg Public Library? Well, of course, Earth Day crafts, Earth Day at the library. Now, drop in, create a repurposed flower craft for Earth Day. A lot of things going on, actually, at the library this Saturday for Earth Day. Stop by and color a picture. Tell staff your favorite thing about spring. It's happening in the children's area on the main floor. Now, it's got check registration status and going round and round and round. So you might want to check on that before you head down. As well as with, I've got Indigenous Ways and Interconnectedness for Earth Day at the library. At the Carol Shields Auditorium, Millennium Library. And, of course, the Earth Day Crafts as well is at the Millennium Library. So the Indigenous Ways and Interconnectedness. Join the circle. Listen to Carl Stone share about the environment, interconnectedness, and the importance of both. This program is happening in the Carol Shields Auditorium on the second floor, Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30. It's for adults, for seniors. Now, you have to register for that, but I'm telling you, because there are 20 seats left for that. So go ahead with that, because the other one, I'm sorry, all I can tell you is check registration status, and you could probably do the same thing for yourself. Well, I mentioned Randy Bachman, Winnipeg Free Press, from April the 19th, I guess. Randy Bachman selling more than 200 guitars from his collection, including, he says, the axe that he used to create.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, she gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, C, say A. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Woman. I mentioned that article in the Winnipeg Free Press from April 19. Guess who's auctioning off his guitar collection? Guess who? Exactly. It's Randy Bachman. Auctioning off, including the Les Paul, which he wrote the riff to, American Woman. See, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from Saturday for the book pages. And it was headlined, this one, Code Red, reviewed by Barry Craig. The Wisdom of Nurses, Stories of Grit from the Front Lines. So you can see it coming, can't you? But it starts with Florence Nightingale gives her a couple of shots, but I'm sure she's a woman of her time, all right. But as the cut line says here, it's time to finally break the stereotypes. We aren't sexy nurses. We aren't Nurse Ratched. We are not meek handmaidens to doctors. Nurses today are change makers, leaders, and advocates. That book then, reviewed in Saturday's Free Press and favorably by Barry Craig, The Wisdom of Nurses, Stories of Grit from the Front Lines. Also in the Winnipeg Free Press book pages, I see Yes, Who Done It? Mystery Bookstore, which is 163 Lilac Street, welcoming a trio of poets tonight, 6:30, to read and discuss their work, part of a week-long celebration of Canadian Independence Bookstore Day, which is Saturday, April 27th. Indeed, let's not forget, too, that this is Poetry Month as well, is it not? So again, details, wfp.to/YZJ. But anyways, you could call Whodunit Mystery Bookstore at 163 Lilac Street. That is tonight at 6:30. Also, I did want to mention, now out in paperback, Michelle Obama's The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times, and A Book of Days by Patti Smith. Iconic punk poet documents life with over 365 new and vintage photographs. That book again, A Book of Days, now out in paperback by Patti Smith. Well, we talked about, and here it is, the book market, the Children's Hospital book market. Piece in an ad in today's paper, which I thought was good, but then wait a minute, it starts tomorrow, that's good. Friday, yes, April 26th. Saturday, yes, April 27th. But they forgot to put the hours in. Never mind, I looked it up for you. Tomorrow then, 10 till 9 at St. Vitel Center. Saturday, 10 to 5. Trust me, there's something for everybody there. Children's Hospital Book Market then. I think they're going to do maybe two times a year or so. Anyways, tomorrow, see you there, starting at 10 o'clock.
My story reading, baby, you should hear the things that she says. She says, hun, drop dead, I'd rather go to bed with Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Cuddle up with William S. Burroughs, leave on the light for Bell Hooks. I've been flirting with Pierre Burton, cause he's so smart in his books.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. My heart's so broke and bleeding.
Baby's just sitting there
doing some reading.
So I started watching some TV, played my new CD player too. She said, turn it off or I'll call the cops and I'll throw the book at you. All this arguing made me get dizzy. Called my doctor to come have a look. I said, doctor, hurry, he said.
Don't worry, I'll be over when I'm finished my book.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. We've been living in hovels,
spending all our money on
brand new novels.
So I got myself on a streetcar and it drove right into someone. You know, the driver said,
I was looking straight ahead.
But he was reading the Toronto Sun.
So
my honey and me go to a counselor to help figure out what we need. She said, well, get your love growing.
But before we get going, here's some books I'd like you to read.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. Lately we've had some friction.
My baby's hooked on
short works of fiction.
So we split and went to a party. Some friends my girl said she knew. But what a sight, cause it's author's night and the place looks like a who's who. Now I'm pounding the yuzu
with Mario Puzo.
Who's a funny fella?
W.B. Kinsella.
Who brought the cat?
With Margaret Atwood.
Who needs a shade?
He's Robertson Davies.
Hot dog they started a food fight. Salmon mousse all over the scene.
Spilled some dressing on Doris Lessing. These writer types are a scream. I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. We'll be together for ages.
Eating and sleeping and.
Eating and sleeping and.
Eating and sleeping and.
Turning pages.
Yeah!
Moxie Fruvis from their CD, Bargainville. Once again, that book sale. Friday, Saturday, St. Patel Center. It is 12 minutes after 5. Indeed. Good question. Something we've lost. Gonna have to do a little hunting and searching here, I guess, as we carry on. I'm looking at Reader's Book of Days. Don't tell me, April 25th. On this day, died on this day in 1944, George Harriman, he of Crazy Cat fame, died at the age of 63, died in 2006. Jane Jacobs, author of The Death and Life of Great American Cities. She was 89 and she died in Toronto. Also on this day in 1811, Jane Austen, asked by her sister about Sense and Sensibility, soon to be published, replied, I am never too busy to think of S and S. I could no more forget it than a mother can forget her sucking child. Well, I mentioned April, Poetry Month, yes. Well, then let's have a poem for today, for April 25th. This from James Fenton. You hadn't heard of him. Well, let me read his poem first, then we'll say something about him. I take a jewel from a junk shop tray and wish I had love to buy it for. Nothing I choose will make you turn my way. Nothing I give will make you love me more. I know that I've embarrassed you too long, and I'm ashamed to linger at your door. Whatever I embark on will be wrong. Nothing I do will make you love me more. I cannot work, I cannot read or write. How can I frame a letter to implore? Eloquence is a lie. The truth is trite. Nothing I say will make you love me more. So I replace the jewel in the tray, and laughingly pretend I'm far too poor. Nothing I give, nothing I do or say, nothing I am will make you love me more.
We'll be right back.
seeing with tears in my eyes. I mentioned that author, Mr. Fenton, actually made all his money working on Les Mis, one of the librettists. Say, I'm looking at, and this being April, Poetry Month, celebrating the 2024 Poetry and Voice National Champions. I've had an email from Rory Bruce who says, 9 remarkable students from across Canada have been awarded $18,000 at the 2024 Poetry and Voice Les Voix de la Poésie National Finals. Event showcased linguistic and artistic talent, English, French, and bilingual categories at the prestigious National Arts Centre. Hello, teachers. Well, we're thinking of next year now, are we not? You could look it up. I was going to say we want a proper title off the top of it, I think is the way to go. More details, you can see who the winners were as well this year. And the categories, Poetry in Voice is what you want to look up. Poetry in Voice, this email came out of Ottawa. 18 minutes after 5, book sale, I mentioned again, Friday and Saturday. And I picked this up at a book sale just recently. The one we want to talk about tomorrow, of course, is the Children's Hospital. Merchants of Venus. Inside Harlequin and the Empire of Romance. Every minute when this book was written in 1996, someone in the world is reading a Harlequin. That's probably still true. And the section that drew my attention, of course, was how this all got started here in Winnipeg with the Bonnycastles, and in particular, Mary Bonnycastle. Letter then to Mills and Boone, which they spotted in the library and thought, boy, those romances look entertaining, and why don't we reprint them here? So they wrote to Mills and Boone. Dear sirs, we are looking for light romances dealing with doctors and nurses for publication in our Harlequin line of paper-covered pocket-type books. Wonder if the Canadian reprint rights for any of your books of this type might be available to us. 1957 and... Cowabunga.
A fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you a fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old mate aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. They flap their fins to express emotion. But a fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals. I've never must the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like pots of a sightless powder. A fine romance with no branches. A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Thank you, Ella. Ella Fitzgerald from Essential Ella. Of course, Mills and Boone, Harlequins, that's what it was all about. Originally romance, and pretty... keep your nurse's hat on kind of romance. Although I read on the back of the copy here of The Merchants of Venus, and it's probably in the library. You can take it out. Paul Gresko. You may find it tomorrow at the Children's Hospital Book Market. Average frequency of lovemaking per week by the typical non-reader of Harlequins and other romance novels, 1.75. Average frequency of lovemaking per week by the typical reader of Harlequins and other romance novels, 3.04. I rest my case. At 5:23.
Hi, I'm Laurie Nielsen-Glenn, author of The Old Moon in Her Arms, Women I Have Known and Been, and you are listening to Pages on CKUW-FM 95.9.
And indeed, thank you very much. That's from last week. You may remember we did an interview with the author, and it's, of course, archived. All our shows are archived for 6 weeks on CKUW-FM. If you missed something, you want to hear it again, you want to tell your friends to tune in. Google Podcasts seem to be working, although we're going to have to find something new, I think, there. And you can go to our own website, CKUW, listen again. So you're looking for Pages. And that interview would have run about 5:15 last Thursday. Then you could look it up. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKWFM every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next. Following that, it'll be Tony the Brave, Mr. Dave at 6. I'll be back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben, 6 till 8. Hope you can join us then. Leave you with little Corin Raymond then from his CD, Dirty Mansions.
I sure knew how to hate myself. I went back to school and I still never got my grade 12.
Still don't have it.
Cool of the Basement book dust was school for me. Meet that poster for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The one show Robert Mitchum lighting a cigarette. Yeah, the Yakuza. And I still haven't seen that yet. 100 years ago, they were called samurai.
That's what it said. Not sure that's true, but it sure as hell always caught my eye.
Those posters, something I never really seen before. And it was always there. It was a cheap guitar hanging by a string from the rec room door. Just a decorative artifact from your Churchill days. How come you never even told me there were songs you used to play? Songs like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords were enough for anyone. When you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew-cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961. And there was cobweb dust on the tuning pegs. And those old nylon strings. And who the hell knows when the last time was that you tried to tune that thing.
But a buddy in a band, he taught my hand how to make a D. You can bet that D chord led me straight to my first G. Now I ain't the only guy whose life got changed on a couch downstairs. No, man. But that first three chord song was the cure to all my cares. I was sneaking out nights, howling at the moon, telling the world. Yeah. And then everybody knew I was in love with a Jersey girl. And just like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn, a few chords were enough to get it done. Yeah, when you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961 in a Brandon music store. You were still a kid. You hung it on a string, but you kept that thing, and I'm glad you did. I ain't the only kid who was forced to sit at a piano stool. Those Lila Fletcher course books, man, they were worse than school. I got my third and final teacher fired because he used curse words. And what's that piano now but a box of songless birds? But I got my guitar with me everywhere I go. You know, I hung up your old harmony living room wall just for show. I make a living off this Gibson. It sees me through. I got a rec room education. Dad, that's down to you.